Welcome to Secrets in the Dark. This is season 2. I'm posting episodes every 2 weeks on Saturdays at 3 a.m. I would love if you could hear them. I am really glad that you're around. I would request you, if you want to, you can follow me on all the social media platforms so you can keep updates of when I'm posting. You can also follow me on WordPress so that you can read what I'm writing. You can follow me on Substack so that you can get some stories delivered directly into your email. And yeah, that's it. I hope you're enjoying. I hope you enjoy this episode. Welcome back to Secrets in the Dark. This is the one episode before the finale, and you know what, I was trying to keep this for the finale because I wanted to tell you that I'm working on something that is related to mothers and daughters, and it is my absolute dream to have written this and to be writing things that are going to be similar. So if you like these things, then you can check out my work whenever you want to. I will have my Substack on and my Instagram and all of that, so you can obviously just look in. And this episode hence means a lot to me, and so without further ado, this episode is called Breaking Your Mother's Heart, and I hope you like it. A letter my daughter wrote arrived a week later. In it, she said, "Every time I dream a little bigger, Mom, I think I'm breaking your heart. How lonesome it must be to wonder that the child that you cared for its entire life has a life of its own that you're perhaps not even aware of. That she has friends whose parents you have never talked to, habits and quirks that have escaped your knowledge." And I sat there and I wondered, the child that I taught how to walk now travels at night and forgets to tell me. And then she tells me to calm down when I'm panicking, claims that it's just a cough, as if I didn't sit up all night caring for her when it was nothing. And I'd do it now too, except she lives miles away. The miles that she dreamt of and worked for. And she'll say that this is nothing and I'm putting her hard work into the hands of fate. But when she stayed up all night and studied, I prayed for her as well, more than I usually do. So I think God has been fair to me, because my child is doing what she wants to. Sometimes I worry that her big dreams are so harsh that they make my baby doubt her talent. Sometimes I worry that the silent battles and hurt that my child hides are too bad, and that I make it worse by not knowing how to put all of this love into words. It feels so helpless as it did when, for the first few days of her life, she was taken from me and kept under observation. And I remember looking on at her through the glass, waiting for the doctor to let me take her home and hand her the little toy that I made. Every time my baby dreams, every few months I see her face, I choke on my tears. I wish that she can see the world, because I never could. And I want her to know that if I have ever held her back, it's because I fear that she would move away and make a life so far from me that she wouldn't need me anymore. So with every celebration, my heart breaks a little too. When I was young, I looked at my mother as she toiled away in the kitchen, and I thought, I love her so much, but I will never be like her. I wonder if that's what my daughter thinks, what every daughter thinks. Every time I dreamt bigger than the school in my neighborhood, the college in my city, the husband who lived outside of the state. As I grew up, as I grew out of my clothes, as I grew taller, taller than my mother, so did my dreams. And I think I broke my mother's heart too. And she was scared that she didn't matter as much anymore. Except today, I look at the mirror and I see her staring back at me. Anytime I'm talking to my daughter, anytime I'm putting on her sari, I'm glad that I have turned out to be exactly like her. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Secrets in the Dark. I will be back 2 weeks later and with a new confession. I hope that you're having fun listening. You can text me, DM me, email me anytime. And yeah, it has been really fun. I am hoping to hear from you soon, and I'm hoping that you want to hear from me soon as well. I will miss you, and I hope you miss me too. Good night.